might have seemed crook. My from platonic, and you know that we're heaps good. We'll never fade like a genius would. My from platonic, and you know that we're heaps good. They ain't sick, boy, they just seem crook. My from platonic, and you know that we're heaps good.
Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Frankie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, nearly 900 people have been evacuated and exclusion zones put into place in Riverview, southwest of Brisbane, after an ammonia leak at a meat and food factory processing owned by JBS Australia. Emergency services were called and assessed 17 people after suffering varying respiratory problems, while 5 were transported to hospital. This leak, suspected from ruptured hoses, come following a prior explosion in 2017, which hospitalised 7.
Buildings up to 15 stories will now be permitted in Wynnum along some streets near the suburb station. Mixed-use developments and smaller towers will be permitted on other streets. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has repeatedly said this will boost local businesses, provide convenient public transport options, and increase the housing supply. The plans prompted backlash from some residents, with many saying there is a lack of affordable housing and parking. In national news, the South Australian government is planning to lift a 10-year ban in fracking in the state's southeast amid reports of increasing risks to gas supply in southern parts of the nation. South Australia Premier Peter Malinauskas told 5AA the states need more gas for manufacturing and will introduce the bill in Parliament next week. The legislation we're bringing into Parliament next week, it does not authorise fracking, he said. It removes the ban on it. It provides the ability for mining companies to be able to do the requisite exploration, the scientific studies, to work out whether or not there is an economic resource there, and then go through the process to get approvals to be able to extract it in conjunction with the engagement of local landowners.
National data released to coincide with Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month has shown 24.3% on nearly 1 in 4 Australians were unable to access crucial emergency and temporary accommodation in 2025. For Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the percentage was higher at 41.66%. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare estimates that 90% of violence against First Nations women never comes to attention of police or support services. The national data also showed more than 117,000 Australians tried to access homelessness support in 2025. Manager for Youth and Communities at IFYS Maroochydore said that addressing structural drivers of violence such as poverty and housing inequality is essential for tackling domestic and family violence.
In international news, passengers have begun disembarking from a cruise ship after being held in France following a norovirus outbreak. More than 1,000 passengers on the Ambition operated by Ambassador Cruise Line were held in Bordeaux after 49 people fell ill from gastrointestinal sickness. The French authorities said passengers showing no symptoms were allowed to leave the ship. Isolation guidelines will continue for those affected, along with reinforced preventative measures and hygiene protocols, the French authorities added. In an update on Wednesday, health authorities in Bordeaux said results of samples taken from those infected confirmed the outbreak of norovirus, which is transmitted person to person. Enhanced sanitation measures, medical monitoring, and isolation procedures remain in place across the ship.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 17.6 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to be 5.2, which is the moderate band. With all your news for 9am, we'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Want to live your best eco-friendly lifestyle? Located in Highgate Hill.